trying out a new approach to conservation. I saw Julia Roberts on TV traipsing through the jungles of Indonesia on behalf of orangutans everywhere, and I think it was very effective. My husband liked it a lot. I like rainforests. I like healthy topsoil. Really, I do. Julia doesn't just traipse. She does a little tasteful swaggering and throws in some flirty innuendos. There's no telling if the orangutans catch on, but I hear them loud and clear. She asks one orangutan if he's the orangutan from her dreams. He doesn't answer, but he does sit on her shoulders and pull her hair. Even in extreme humidity, the woman's got appeal. And if you've got it, why not use it for the betterment of the world, right? If Julia Roberts can get people interested in orangutan habitat preservation, more power to her. When she rolls around on the ground giggling with that baby orangutan, no doubt men all over the continent feel an intimate connection with apes. Roberts sheds most of her glamour for the role, but frankly, there's no hiding her star quality. This could be why it's Julia who takes us on our tour instead of the heavy-set redhead biologist with glasses. The biologist makes a brief on-camera appearance. She doesn't seem the type to go into fits of sexy laughter. I'm guessing that fact limited her role in this film. Julia Roberts is by no means the only celebrity who's made her way into places seemingly unrelated to her occupation. If Americans didn't appreciate star power, we wouldn't have had Ronald Reagan in the White House or Charlton Heston leading the National Rifle Association. But let's not forget that while marketing the environment with the help of a sexy young thing has its advantages, there might be a downside. Like anything that gets too slick, it can slip through even a firm grasp. Who knows, maybe a few extra people tune in and end up falling in love with the threatened orangutans. And then again, what if our beguiling actress is unintentionally upstaging orangutans? But if some famous person out there is looking to do the planet another favor, I could make a suggestion. How about an in-depth look at sustainable farming practices? I know I get organic just thinking about it.